Live from Grackle Studios in Austin, Texas, this is Eat My Shorts, the Texas podcast, also a Simpsons podcast. Here with Irvin Castellanos is Nacho Nova.
Thank you, Robert. This is the Notch. Listen, good evening, America. We're coming to you with a very special news alert. This is breaking news.
That's the breaking news. Have you heard of this song?
Yeah, no, it's like a really good tune. You might like get into it. We were shaking our asses.
Gearbug.
Hey, but yeah, we are in two different studios this evening. We're just playing it safe because we are protesting getting sick. You know what I mean?
In the interest of science.
Yeah, we got to listen to the scientists, Dr. Colossus and so on.
The fucking Spirograph guy.
Oh, yeah. What was that guy's name? That guy was cool.
Wait, was that his name? Oh, I thought it was Dr. Colossus. He was the radioactive man.
Dr. Colossus was the guy that the woman who created Malibu Stacy was married to.
Oh, that's right. Wow, what a bit. That's a good gimmick.
And later on,
I'm married to a supervillain.
I think Smithers was arrested and he was sharing a cell with Dr. Colossus, I think.
Oh,
all right. This is breaking news. The reason we're coming to you live to bring you this is because Irvin actually brought this to my attention. I was drinking coffee when I saw it, and I spit coffee all over my goddamn
hot off the wire.
I got all over my shirt. I was trying to get a job interview going, and I failed the interview because I was covered in stains.
I came across it on my phone, ran to my computer, and then sent you an electronic mail so that you would also be in receipt of it.
Yeah, I signed for the electronic mail delivery, and I had to really digest this. This was shocking stuff. We all know, part of it wasn't shocking, but one element was. The non-shocking part was that The Simpsons are premiering their Treehouse of Horror episode for this season this coming weekend, at least as of this recording.
Right.
But the shocking part was that they had time to jam in some political election stuff before the deadline of the election, which is what, November 4th?
November 3rd, November 4th.
And who's keeping track? You know, like, I'm sure they'll let you in if you're a day late, right?
Yeah, I'm here to vote.
Yeah. Come on, I'm an honest citizen.
Yeah. They're like, well, all right. They send it in.
Yeah, he's an honest Joe. Like when Homer was trying to do his damn taxes and he threw it in under the door. and then he got a severe audit. No, but this is a trip. I don't know if listeners may have seen this. I did watch this clip. Did you watch this clip?
I have watched it, but I don't know if I was in the right state of mind to comment on it, but I have rewatched it for this segment.
Okay. I watched it a couple days ago, I think when you were showing me this, but it was, it was better than I thought it would be. We don't have to sit here, but we don't have ratings for this particular episode, but I guess we could play it, right?
We could listen to it.
If folks want to like, oh shit, I don't have the, so I was looking on IndieWire.com, but they don't have the actual clip. So I'm going to have to go and dig on Twitter is where I saw it.
Twitter would probably have all of it. Also, I think Variety had the full list.
You know, the thing about that website is like, I just want information on one subject, but they provide me with information on too many subjects. Yeah.
Yeah. There should be a website that's more specific.
Yeah, like how about specific, right? That's what I'm into. Okay, so let me restart this. This is the clip.
Let's see.
It's Homer the voting booth.
For all the judges in proposition, but president, that's a stumper. Can I write in Judge Judy?
You're hesitating over president?
Lisa's wearing a mask.
By all that's decent, how could you
Homer's not
everything that's no. happened the last 4 years?
Oh, okay. Faye Dunaway gives Oscars.
Not sure what you're talking
about. I didn't finish
about.
Reading it.
That was the biggest scandal.
Well, that one was just
funny. Tennis outfit. Shithole countries. Tim Apple. This Teen USA grabbing pussy.
Someone made that up.
Homer's looking at all these things like that are scrolling in front of him.
I gotta do something.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Gang and Kodos. Oh my gosh.
The presidential, investigations from Ukraine and China.
Now, late night comics.
Whoa!
Oh,
Set to swallow bleach. Wanted to be on Mount Rushmore. Like, whom amongst us?
The remote studio audience enjoys the topical humor.
This is like the newest we've ever given it to them, I guess.
Well, yeah, they're probably like thrilled. What? They're experiencing the present moment, like how when time slows down when you're in a car crash or something crazy like that. Like, they are slowing down to experience this moment, this news that we are giving them. So, folks, if you are not yet registered to vote, it's too late. You fucked up. at a pivotal moment in history.
When did it was the deadline. It was like a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. A week ago. Listen, we're all disillusioned for fuck's sake, but if you didn't vote, if you chose not to, you were a real piece of work.
However, if you are registered, remember that voting is not the last step. It's the first step. It's you blocking everything else that's available and then continuing your fight. Don't get disillusioned by what's available.
The thing I've learned about politics, other than it ticking me off, is that it's like playing three-dimensional checkers, you know? You got the red, you got the black, and then sometimes you got to think about it in three dimensions. It's just something I learned from my astrology class.
Noted astrology head.
I'm buff. I'm an astrology buff.
I think there's a full moon today again.
Oh, shit. We should get
out. Maybe next Friday. It's one of the two.
I need to charge my crystals if that's the case. You know, I'm heading into an important season. I need my crystals charged.
What season are we going into?
The Simpsons season 32.
That's true.
Hey, I really hope that folks have been checking it out. I've only seen the season premiere, but I laughed my ass off. I haven't heard the new voice of Bumblebee Man, but I hear that exists. And it's interesting because Hank Azaria seems like real happy to give shit up, you know? Have you seen, and I think I don't know, like this might have been on the recording that I fucked up because I didn't record from the right audio source. But I think it was me and Irwin that were having a conversation, and I was mentioning that Harry Shearer was like kind of pissed off about
character.
Yeah, like Dr. Hibbert and stuff like that. And I was saying,
I mean, you know, we all love black culture. am I right? Well, what did he call it? BH?
Oh, yeah.
BH?
Help me out, my man, BH.
Yeah. Fuck. I was like, damn, y'all are laying it on thick.
I know, seriously. I think is fucking Joe Biden, right?
Oh gosh. I don't think Hank Azaria minds because he's gonna get his giant cut and he get, you know, one less character. But I mean, I guess it's a point of pride. But I mean, I feel like you should, you know, read the room and be self aware enough not to make it an issue.
And of course, if you have enjoyed what you've done for work as an actor for 30 years, you gotta be attached to it, right? So he's probably feeling like, oh, people are going to identify me with doing these voices. And it'll be like looking back and somebody doing blackface, right?
Yeah, I was literally going to say, that's like the dude from Amos and Andy being attached to his character.
Who's to say, folks? So we're not here to cast aspersions on Harry Shearer. We're just, right. I'm just mentioning this because this is a breaking Simpsons news story that I'm springing on you. Like, this is hot off the wires. We need to get those wires fixed because they're still incredibly hot.
Stories come out even when they're not supposed to.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes they break so hard that they break our machine. Our story machine.
Yeah, the story starts to come out and it just explodes.
Comes out in wingdings. All right.
The story too hot to print.
I don't know why I'm coming. Like, this is a website I've never seen before. I don't know why I'm on this website. Daily Democrat. DailyDemocrat.com.
No.
I think my information is going to be stolen right now.
CNN.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't see it.
I just went here because the logo says double D, and, you know, that was interesting.
Immediate supporter.
All right. You got my interest.
The logo itself is the Daily Democrat, but the D's are skewed a bit and inverted.
Yeah, like McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
This is the name of the article. Its name is Johnny Journalism.
Johnny Newspaper Seed.
Harry Shearer talks many moods of Donald Trump. Return of the Simpsons. So I can tell you I didn't read this article by Kelly Fedrowski.
Fake name.
I was scanning, I was speed reading. It's like a course that I paid a lot of money for. And I did find this little nugget of information that Harry Shearer is currently spoofing and lampooning our famous Dear Leader president.
He's doing like a tour?
Well, he's lampooning and spoofing by, I guess he has an impression of Donald Trump. And he's been doing like videos on his website. Did you know this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I haven't seen the videos. There's other videos I've been getting to first. I will look at it and make a note of it and add it to my bookmarks.
I will play it right now on the show.
Now I can remove it from my bookmarks.
Oh, this is President Trump gold-plated playing cards. This is an ad I'm getting right now. This is fucking insane.
Can you, do you have the capability to share screen so I can watch it with you?
I'm going to screenshot that. Yeah, let me see if I can share my fucking screen with you. This is insane. Where's the fucking Safari? Here you go. Damn, because when you try and share your screen, it presents like 16 options. Can you see that?
Whoa, it's Trump cards. They're gold. Up? On Harry Shearer's page before I know. The algorithm thinks he's like supporting him, I guess. Wow, look at the cards. Hey, I'm going to get those for you for your birthday.
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to skip that ad.
This
no,
should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly.
This is him?
Shit, why is it so loud? Okay. No, but I guess he's either got a vocal impression or a song or something.
I started out acting the birthers. Gave me a big head of steam.
Oh boy, it didn't sound like Trump.
Is he singing it as Trump?
Yeah.
Or just fucking him. I mean, fucking with him.
I think this is Donald Trump impression. Harry Shearer's Donald Trump impression.
I talk like a Manhattan mobster.
It just came out today, this video, as of this recording. He's using auto-tune.
Like Travis Scott.
Whoa.
This is like a real song.
There's more. I mean, I don't know if we need to go further, but...
Tell me what you think of me.
Okay. The video's asking us for a rating.
Interesting. I don't know if I'm allowed to rate that. I would say I will give that at least 20 Grammy Awards.
Yeah. And she probably already has Grammys.
This has nothing to do with Kanye West pissing on the Grammys, by the way. We can check out I Can't Believe I'm Me. That's a Harry Shearer, Donald Trump song. From a couple days ago.
They love me.
You got a whole series.
Yeah.
I want to hear that Tim Heidecker property video.
Oh, have you seen that?
No, but I like them now. They're funny.
Hell yeah. It's good. Tim Heidecker. Check it out.
I said that she loves me. Like, he's hilarious.
Who does?
Your wife said that.
Oh, my wife? Hell yeah. He is cool.
Is that the guy that you guys listen to on the radio?
Yeah, Tim Heidecker, he's got the Office Hours podcast.
Sorry, Harry Shearer. I didn't mean to promote Tim Heidecker's.
Well, yeah, listen, we all got interests.
I'll set the Chinese and the Mexican straight.
Right, listen. It's so auto-tuned. Hey, you know what? Like, one thing I think that a lot of Trump impersonators aren't doing, how the president has become so goddamn unhinged lately.
Right.
He's like fucking so stressed out. He's always talking like this. You know,
he's just like gone off the rails and saying crazy shit, like telling white women that they better vote for him because he saved their damn neighborhoods.
I know, that's fucked up. Anyhow, but yeah, he's got low capacity lungs right now. He's not doing so well, folks. And that's just the way it is, right? Like, it is what it is.
Way to breathe, no breath.
That's true.
Well, when are we going to get rowdy?
I just want everyone to know that there's new Eat My Shorts merchandise available for your purchase.
Oh, could I have some more bumper stickers, please, dude?
Yeah, it's true. Anything you want. Trinkets, tchotchkes, you know, you name it. We got it.
Time.
Prints, too. It's taken a while. I got like a good little setup here. I know what I'm doing, folks. Come on.
Is this the story that you said that was going to shock me and appall me?
Yeah. Did you know Harry Shearer was doing, I didn't say appall. I mean, you know, like, did you know he was doing?
Yeah, this is, you're going to hate this.
I was like this, holding my notes.
Yeah. No, I did not know that. However, it makes sense. Like, all these comedian dudes have, like, really funny political impressions. I still think that Daryl Hammond has the best Donald Trump, even above Alec Baldwin or anybody. Hey,
but he better have, like, evolved his impression of the president to make him sound, like, as crazy as this guy's become over the last 4 years.
That's true, right? He had, like, the very, like, soft-spoken Trump just making the face.
Yeah, you know, you're fired, you know, the one you've all kind of done over the years.
But now I want him to be talking all sorts of crazy shit and yelling.
Stand back and stand by!
Yeah, all while, like, just being, ugh. Anyways.
Check it out, folks, politics.
The Simpsons, listen, we usually stray away, but, I mean, this is an official creation from the show.
Well, it's breaking news, you know? Like, we had to kind of, like, get at it right now. There was no way around it, really. Like, we tried to find a way around it, and there wasn't.
No way around it. We're like, I mean, I was like, what do we do? I have the internal meeting.
Unflavored for me.
That's my style.
Excuse me, you didn't answer me. You just trailed off.
But hey, that was, you know, here's another little bit because, like, we're trying to keep our fingers on the pulse of The Simpsons. We're going to cover the new Treehouse of Horror episode for next week, folks. So if you want to do like a watch along, like a book club, please do that.
Whoa, that is breaking news.
It's true.
This will be the newest episode we ever cover in the fastest turnaround time ever. We're here to serve you.
Breaking news. I mean, yeah. We'll let you know our opinions on this new episode. We've both seen like an advanced screener copy because we're in the industry.
Right.
But we'll watch it again. We'll take notes and we'll let you know what we think, folks.
I'm excited to watch it. This will be the first time I think I watch a premiere in a very long time. I would say maybe over 10 years.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Up till I saw the one a couple days or, you know, a couple weeks ago. It had been a while. And listen,
you loved it, right? I'm very eagerly anticipating it because I know your humor and what you think, you know, like, you're not just going to say that. So if you're saying that it was actually making you laugh, I'm actually excited about it.
I was very encouraged. It makes me happy to see what season 32 has in store. And I'm not just saying this, but they're not paying me to say this. This isn't some sort of like operation where I'm getting checks or this isn't like secret sponsorship.
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Oh, speaking of which, folks, thank you. Because this is like, you know, if you're a Patreon supporter, we thank you. If you choose to do this, like get your credit cards ready. You can support us on Patreon. We got like extra shit going on there.
A lot of extra shit.
Yeah, and like Irvin mentions, trinkets and stuff.
Yes. Mugs. Eat My Shorts, the bath towel. Eat My Shorts, the bottle opener. Actually, that one does exist.
Oh, yeah, I got to send some of those out. Hey, and you can get, like, face masks on our TeePublic store.
Hey, whoa. Think of the designs. Go check out the designs on the TeePublic store.
There's a lot of stuff. All right, folks, that was our breaking news segment. Please keep watching the skis.
And we will see you very soon for the official live tweeting of the premiere of Treehouse of Horror. Is it 32?
Is it?
33, 42.
Oh, yeah, 32. Yeah, right.
32. Yeah. Follow us at Ema Shorts Pod on Twitter. We will be live tweeting the premiere.
It's true. Thank you, Shorties. Thank you, Arvin. Woo!
Thursday, it's Halloween at The Simpsons.
Behold, Mighty Caesar in all his glory.
The Simpsons. You're invited to a haunted Halloween party.
We've come for you, Martin.
Man, can we all just get along?
Martin. Then, Alex and Rita have been waiting for the right time and the right place. Thursday, the wait is over. An all-new episode of The Hunt, following The Simpsons and Martin. Thursday on Fox.
welcome back to the show, everybody. Whoa, hey. This is Metal World Destruction.
All right, seriously. Because I use the rebigulator device, like, I have to make sure that, like, I feel like I might be trying to return to my little form, virus form.
Your rebigulator.
Yeah, I don't know if we I have much longer. We have to get through this.
Your little form.
Yeah, but, like, who's here to judge, right? Come on. We're all, like, friends here on Eat My Shorts, the Simpsons podcast.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hey, Coder. How's it going?
Other than being afflicted by this terrible, devastating Metal World Destruction virus coursing through my alien body, I'm feeling pretty good.
Maybe it's probably, we're supposed to be distancing, and we just rode the same motorcycle together in.
Yeah. It did feel very romantic.
Now listen, I only have one spouse, and that is the Simpsons. not like the individual people, but the television show. You know what I mean?
You're married to each one.
No, that's illegal.
Well, I would prefer we kept your marriage a secret. You see,
it's true. It's good for business. I mean, you know, the career of business.
Yeah, or the possibilities of careers.
Future careers.
Thinking, yeah.
Now, things are getting very... I don't know if this is just like a me thing or what, but like things are very scary lately, you know?
Very scary. Still warm, though.
I don't want to be like over the line here, but I'm thinking about it like it's kind of shocktober.
Chakra-tober.
I wish. I mean, that would be very calming because my chakras are in perfect alignment nearly year-round.
Been charging for a while.
Oh shit, yeah. But like this is shocking, and like it gets my heart rate up. I become nervous, I enter like that
nervous virus
fight or flight state, It's true. I mean,
this person.
But like what can you do? Like things are scary right now. I see skeletons that are like 12 feet tall.
Dead people. Yeah.
It's very frightening.
But they have a very friendly and playful smile on them. I have seen more friendly skeletons lately.
But it's not disarming.
They would have a smile on its bone.
But you know, there's that song where it says they smile on your face and then they want to take your place. Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Kind of like people coming for the title of Texas podcast, Like they try and be nice, but like they're really trying to take our crown and our position. It's unfair.
Only one Hootin' and Hollerin' podcast.
It's true, folks. And you're listening to it right now. And you should be recommending it to your friends and family.
It taxes or otherwise. I was taking a look at the infographic on the listenership. A lot of Texas, a lot of Cali. A lot of... there's some people in Spain now, too, that I saw.
Hell yeah. I like that we bridge the gap between Texas and California because there's always, there's so much animosity. For what? Come on. Who cares, right? Come on.
We like to think ourselves as the third coast.
Yeah, why not, right? It's if you think about it, it's pretty cool. Number three, it's like not pee or poop. It's like diarrhea.
That counts as a coast, right? Yeah, we have shoreline. We have beaches.
Come on, folks. We just got to give it up for diarrhea.
Give it up. Oh, I thought you were going to say for the Texas beaches.
No, I think the people just appreciate that we see them. We see their experience.
Number three?
Yeah. Listen, everybody. Okay, we got a scare. Speaking of number three, we have our famous segment that we're doing right now. It's our top 10 list of top 10s. And this is, folks, because things are so scary right now. This is our top 10 scary things in The Simpsons. But these are top 10 scary moments that are not Treehouse of Horror moments.
Scariest episodes or moments.
One of these days, I'll find a proper way to word the top 10 segment.
To think, it's hard to say words right now.
This current climate, that's the idea.
Especially when you're afflicted by a virus. And this is all thanks. thanks to this is all in anticipation of Eat My Shorts' 100th episode coming up very soon.
So many great moments in The Simpsons. So many moments to celebrate that have resonated with us throughout our lives. And yours as well, I'm sure. If you think about it. So, yeah, if you want to, like, add to some of these moments, hey, tweet at us, add @GetMyShortsPod. Tweet us your scariest Simpsons moments that are non-Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Ones that really scared you.
Now, we've used a random number generator to determine the order in which we are going to go through this list, and randomly it decided to go from 5 to 1.
Very random. Okay, so we're probably going to have really different lists just because we didn't really give ourselves too much as by way of rules other than the way you just explained it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I made my first draft, was it yesterday, I think? And I was looking at it again today, and I was realizing, I kind of interpreted this in a different way yesterday. Like, I'm going to kind of interpret it this way today. Because at first I was thinking, like, sort of, like, shocking.
Two lists?
I had to revise it, you know.
Version 2.0 final.
At first I was interpreting it like, seriously, Jesus Christ, I cannot get over doing that kind of thing.
and then, like, myself forever naming a file final.
And now,
newer one.
It's like 2B, and then the other one is like 2B, but then I save it to a different folder. Like, it's gotten worse. I've just kind of, like, duplicated the folders that I save these drafts to.
I saw your Trello board. It was very complex.
It was like Charlie when he got the mailroom job.
Yeah. I want to speak to the mayor.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I'm not good at that stuff. So we could start at number 5. Would you like to proceed first? Because I got to work my nerve up. This is kind of scary for me.
This is fine to me, although I will need to take a break at number 3.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we can go, like, and trade off.
But number 5 for me and I guess to start off for context, the way I interpreted this was we usually suspend reality, I guess, for all these episodes. But I was like, if I was in this situation and, like, this situation was, like, in actual real life, would this be scary?
Interesting.
So the number 5 for me was Itchy and Scratchy Land. And specifically when the robots and our beautiful dear son and daughter AI turns on the masters and, like, the robots start attacking humans.
Oh, that was scary. Yeah, that is pretty scary.
If I was in that situation, I'd be very scared.
Hey, and if I may provide insight into sort of my thought process for making this list, I was trying to think of things that sort of not only were scary just on their face, but also stuff that when I saw it for the first time, it scared me. And so it's like,
you're frightened.
Yeah, kind of like at the place in my life where I was when I watched this. And then when I saw that Itchy and Scratchy episode for the first time, yeah, it was like, oh shit, it's scary. And then it goes to commercial. So you think, oh, like, if they don't come back from commercial quick, these people might die. Die. Yeah, they could die in the commercial.
What's going on off screen now?
That's what I thought.
Because, like, obviously for those 5 minutes, the animation continues.
Yeah, so I was, like, screaming at the promotions for...
What's happening?
Married with Children and Budweiser, you know?
No, Pig.
You're going to get back to the Simpsons.
Let's have sex, Al. I don't know what else.
Screaming at the... Yeah, I was starting to, like, shake the TV, you know?
you fell from your roof, looked like a dummy. So, yeah. I guess I didn't finish expanding on it. Immediately goes on Married with Children tangent. I think fucking robots taking over is, like, gonna happen eventually for us, or we're gonna, like, transfer ourselves into robots or some shit like that, or we're gonna, like, live on digitally or whatever, like how, like, the algorithms are learning about the way that we like shit. So yeah, scary times. Is that a dystopian thing? I guess
I mean, it's the outlook, you know, like, maybe it'll happen. I mean, for sure it'll happen, but I believe we will partner with the algorithms, and maybe together we can create some algorithms.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
We partner with them. Yeah, seriously. Robots for president in 2024. I think we're ready.
I'm going to vote. Robot.
Is that the next election, 2024? Yeah.
That's my number 5. What is your number 5 of these?
Now,
top scariest moments.
I'm starting out with probably the one that is, in hindsight, the least scary, if you look at it. But when I saw it when I was a little kid, I was frightened to death. I thought I had passed away. But my number five moment is the when Homer is pissed off about his family, and it's where they're all saying one of us, you know?
Oh yeah, one of us.
And they all turn into monsters, and then like he drives them into hell, and like the good family's going to heaven, and but you know, like I think that was probably the first time of The Simpsons where they had done the animation in that way, where it had absolutely transformed into something different. No Treehouse of Horror in season one, all right?
Yeah, the faces definitely look different.
I think this is probably the first time where things got all crazy, as far as I can remember. So to see that for the first time, this is something that I had not known was possible in the Simpsonverse, and it fucked with me when I watched it. Fucked me up forever.
They did try to like keep like realism semi-alive at the beginning. Like, I've been enjoying these, watching these new episodes with you lately. But, like, there's no more, like, realism.
Yeah, that's true.
It's slapstick as fuck, just hilarious shit. But it's fine. But, like, in the first few seasons, it was still, like, trying to be, like, a family thing or whatever.
Yeah. Showing. So, yeah, it was, there was less precedent for it back then, that's for sure. And they did sort of spiral outward, you know? Like, at first it was sort of more within the realm of stuff that we've seen before, and then it became sort of way more outlandish. And you know, here we are.
Is there a specific moment from that, that was really frightful for you?
I'd have to rewatch it to figure out what was the scariest thing in hindsight, but maybe it was the transformation of the landscape. I don't know. I think it was probably the transformation of the landscape. I don't know.
Whoa, it's like an acid trip or something.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, because there's other trippy shit in The Simpsons that wasn't scary to me, like the Insanity Pepper, or where Lisa drinks the water from Duff Gardens or something.
That was crazy.
It's trippy, but it's not scary, you know.
I thought it was scary when Homer like shaves and rainbows come out of his beard. I'm like, is he like devastatingly bleeding from like a, you know, like a major artery?
That was disturbing.
Yeah, I guess he was fine.
But that was my number five. Not super scary, but yeah, disturbing when I first saw it.
Number four for me is from the episode Bart of Darkness. It's specifically when the Simpsons get a giant pool, and then they take over the summer in popularity. Those sandwiches that Marge was making looked really good too. I was wondering what those were. But the scary part about the episode to me was the giant pool, because I feel like I would panic in it and then pass away inside of it.
That's the scary part of that episode, is the pool. That's true.
It's scary to me as someone that's not a very aquatically gifted.
Well, you know, like they did depict the pool as a little bit scary in that episode, because
It's like super deep.
Bart got bullied. I don't know. Nelson got bullied. Some other guy got bullied to impress Lisa. Remember?
And a lot of bad stuff was happening in it. Like Bart broke his leg.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that bully was getting punched in the stomach, but still smiling because he was still trying to flirt with Lisa.
That was funny. He let it happen. They depict backyard shit in The Simpsons as nightmarish. Like when they get a trampoline, like the kids are all fucked up and destroyed. Remember a whole backyard full of passed away children?
Oh, from the trampoline?
Yeah. Auto dislocated his shoulder.
Damn battlefield. So many broken backs. Oh, man. And also unrelated, but Flanders killed Maude in this episode and then somehow covered it up. So that was also related to the pool.
You know what else was? This was a thoroughly disturbing episode, because the other component was Bart becoming isolated and weird and losing his mind. That was also disturbing.
And he had a great telescope, and he saw like a lot of cool galaxy stuff, including a spaceship. But then he just, like you said, he just became really. And then he was in a feud with his sister too, I guess, at the time.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know, when you're 10 years old,
but happens. Breaking a bone during summer—that must have sucked.
Sheesh! Like
how
like
I yearn for breaking a bone.
Like our boy on the Cowboys team.
Oh, Dak Prescott. Whoa, that's relevant and timely.
It's true. Sports and Buds.
Were you watching the game?
No, we didn't watch it live. And, you know, like when we don't watch it live, shit like that happens.
Oh, no, it's your fault because you didn't watch.
We didn't support the team and he passed away.
We didn't support the team and he passed away.
They had to put him down.
I heard they took him behind Cowboy Stadium.
God.
You just heard a single gunshot.
Launch him from the cannon into the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, they put him on that giant sky mirror that like picks up like the reflection of the sun. So, and then they just roasted him.
Like at the end of Star Wars or something.
In a funeral pyre.
Yeah.
For the Jedi.
It's crazy. All right, listen. Let me get back on track here.
For you.
We're professionals.
Top Halloween list that we're doing.
Talking about human sacrifice.
We're top 100. My Shorts 100th episode spectacular.
Oh my god! Oh god! That was sad as hell though.
I didn't watch because I was getting ready to watch the basketball finals. LeBron won the title yesterday. By the
way. Yeah, that was cool. I saw that.
He's won one with three different teams. That's super impressive, location-wise. So I didn't watch it, but I heard about it, and then I saw a gnarly photo. I guess it looked like it was, like, super, like, dislocated.
Sideways, yeah.
Yeah, it was sideways. It looked like Daffy Duck after, like, Elmer Fudd shot him with the shotgun or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, his face was, like, his mouth was on the back?
Yeah, on the back of the side, and then he has to flip it back.
Oh, God, yeah, it was disturbing. Like, I would not have enjoyed seeing that live. It would have ruined my day. Okay. Let me do.
What's happening? Finally happened.
Coming in. I'm dropping the bomb.
I'm turning into an AI. My name is Bart.
Everybody, this is my number four, okay?
Can we have a micro shot?
Oh, I guess I can edit all this shit out.
What happened?
Let's just restart this. She wanted a micro shot.
Okay.
Here.
I do bad. I'm sorry.
No, Grandma, listen. It's fine. It's okay. Editing is a private process, a private hell that only I experience.
Oh, no.
Armin starts wiping his...
What number are we on?
Hold on. I'm doing us micro shots. Okay, cheers, Grandma, real quick. No, we'll get through it. Come on. I don't have to go on a tangent on whatever this is that I'm talking about, because it's not super scary.
I'm going to go on a tangent.
I'm sure everybody loves to hear about my number four, because if, like, you don't have number four, the list isn't complete. Do you want to hear about, like, in terms of scary things? This one's scary, but not that scary. It's, do you remember the episode where Homer makes the homemade bed for Bart, the scary clown bed?
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole little Bart, his little nightmare where he's imagining, you know, he just, like, they depict it so nightmarishly. It's like a Batman episode. They have the fucking Dutch angles on the scene, and the clown bed is scary and it has a scary laugh.
It was super scary. A lot of shadows, right?
A lot of shadows.
It was when he was like toddler Bart, right?
Yeah, and he couldn't sleep because the clown was going to eat him.
Yeah. It's like thinking of like all the clown stuff in The Simpsons. It is pretty scary.
I don't know. I didn't want to go on a tangent. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a clown thing. I don't think they're scary, but this, like, you know, like, especially people who have clown scary things, this is probably...
Is that like a phobia or something?
Yeah, that's like a... That's why the movie Clown exists. I was going to say Clown. It.
Clown.
Yeah. The movie with the clown.
A clown movie.
People have a clown phobia. It's like a name. It's like, that's what you call it. That's the name of the phobia, clown phobia.
Well, I mean, they're super successful, so it is scary. And there's a reason why it is one of the most used costumes in Halloween.
Well, people hate it. Because of it and all that shit. I mean, it's just like it's inborn. I don't know. Personally, I think clowns are funny. I'm like a Bart Simpson. I think clowns are fun.
I like the Groucho Marx clowns types.
Hey, and sad clowns are sometimes fun too, yeah.
And hobo clowns.
It can be funny. All right, listen, folks. I am just passing away to know what Code Irv's number three scariest non-Treehouse of Horror Simpsons moment is.
So, number one, my God, I can't just... I think I'm having an aneurysm live on an episode. So my number five was robots taking over, and number four was my fear of deep water. Number three, it's and I am an alien, obviously, but I am still scared of other aliens. So number three is the Springfield Files for me. Also, like, it had like really scary music to set up like the freakiness shit of it. And I've always been scared of aliens my entire life, so that's why that's my number three.
I love aliens. Hey, but I remember when they first aired this. I mean, the Simpsons have made good use of commercial breaks to heighten suspense. I mean, that's like something other TV shows might want to try out.
They should really focus on getting that first and second and third act stuff.
Yeah, leave us wanting more, because like most TV shows, it's like the commercial break, and I just turned over in general and never turned back.
I never go back. I turn my TV off and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's like, I guess because everything seems like it wrapped up all right, you know?
Yes, it's over, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goes to sleep middle of every show.
Hey, and personally, I think more TV shows should say, like, more shows, they need to say goodbye to us at the end. I think that's like...
in the camera.
It's kind of rude, yeah. More TV shows need to say that to us. Bye-bye.
Like, in the late night shows should, like, give us a kiss on our forehead before we go.
That would be sweet. Like, imagine if Jay Leno gave us a kiss on our forehead at night. I would have liked them instead of now me disliking them.
Denim pajamas.
You know what? After I finish doing this recording, I'm going to travel over to L.A. and give him my virus.
A red, cherry red hot rod convertible.
Yeah.
I love cars.
I'm going to go hang out on Jay Leno's steering wheel.
On his steering wheel. You could get to LA pretty fast, I'm sure. Viruses, you look at the way that these viruses travel, it's unbelievable.
I'll take a ride share, you know, like a Craigslist ride share thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so yeah, so like I said, I know I'm an alien, but aliens are scary, even though they're probably just us from the future.
Oh.
That's my number three moment.
This was a scary one, and forests are inherently scary.
Forests are scary, especially with advertisement behind them ruining the landscape.
Hell no.
And turtles stealing your teeth.
Yeah, that just adds insult to injury, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about putting that on my list. Ultimately, I had to cut it.
Turtles stealing your teeth?
That was something that's on my bucket list. I'm gonna try and kind of
to experience that.
Yeah, please. I want to facilitate that. Wait,
you can help set the situation up.
I'm having trouble reading my very concise list here. Oh, here's my number three. Okay, I don't know if you put this on your list, but Bart dies and goes to hell. Remember that?
Oh shit! Yes, that is pretty fucking scary.
And they depict hell as one of those Hieronymus Bosch paintings. It was just insane. It was too much. Oh, I passed out. I was on the fainting couch when I watched it. I had to like get smelling salts.
I don't remember it looking like that, but that sounds wonderful. Did it look like that? Was it the Garden of Delights?
Yeah, a Garden of Earthly Delights. Ooh, hell yeah.
The art podcast.
It's true.
Yeah. me making that quip made me forget my point. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This is where that famous GIF comes from, right? Where it says, hey, cool, I'm dead. Or it just passed.
He was having fun with it, but actually, he had fun with the entire thing, really. And he was only depicting it being unpleasant for the court.
Everything else was great. Mr. Burns really laid it on thick. I love the response of the...
Sorry.
Did you hear that?
It's the art podcast. Look, I didn't mean for that to interrupt you. It just starts off so quiet.
Oh, I thought it was playing.
I guess I can play it.
I'd like to hear the art podcast.
Eat my shorts.
The art podcast.
Okay.
The most listened to podcast of all Simpsons podcasts. It is the highlight of this day and age's podcast.
It's true. Okay. So, I mean, it wasn't super scary. Like, the devil was using windows. It wasn't, like, super scary, but it was disturbing.
Very disturbing. Very disturbing. Devil stuff, always appreciated. Although they have had different devils over the years on this show.
Yeah, and a little inconsistent. Pisses me off, actually.
Yeah. We'll have a top five devils list on another episode.
Yeah, we're not telling you who would be on there, but this guy might show up.
Let's just say it's Mo.
All right, number three. What is your... Oh, no, this is your number two. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is my number two now. Oh, I moved on from number three to number two, it seems. My number two is going to be... And think about this situation.
Okay.
You're a kid in the Boy Scouts, so it's already kind of like iffy. But then your dad is Homer, and he goes along on the trip, and he gets you stuck at sea with no food and no water.
I'm the captain. My son is Bart.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. So me putting myself in that situation, I think that's really scary. Because you're starving, or you're going to drown, or you're going to eat one of your fellow raft members.
Oh, and you know what else is scary about this episode? Where they're being watched, like in the...
In the Cajun forest.
Yeah, that was what the... Was that Freddy?
Being watched by, like, hillbillies or something.
And somebody died at the end. Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, yeah, he was attacked by something.
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine had a great... That was a great guest role. Like, just, like, over having to overcome Homer taking his knife in that attack.
Like, you didn't really want to be there. He was just there for some kid whose father couldn't be there, right?
Yeah. That's funny.
This is
junior campers.
Damn. This was a good episode. And yeah, that was scary. They thought they were going to die.
And then let it be shown that they were saved by fast food, specifically a burger.
Oh, Krusty.
Krusty Burger.
The horrible location, yeah.
And the oil rig. That is a bad location. It was fully staffed and Krusty was there.
You know what I always thought was crazy? That there was that downtown Pete Terry's. I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Oh, and the one right next to Jimmy John's? Right on Congress and 6th?
Yeah, and then they had to close down.
I frequented it.
I mean, if you're there, you know, like if you're there, that's perfect.
You know, that's what it doesn't make any sense. Oh, you're talking about whenever we would be out late at night at like 1 a.m. or whatever.
I mean, that's why it's perfect there. It's perfect if you're a businessman on lunch, you know.
Yeah, that was I was going to class like across the street from there, so I would eat there a lot.
But it just seems like how much must the rent be? You know, you're selling like a
That's true. That's why they always get tiny ass little places, right? And they like share it with other restaurants, I guess.
That's true. Anyhow, fast food talk. We love it. We got to support
Austin, Texas fast food.
Yeah, we got to support the local fast food restaurants.
Podcast.
Hilbert's Burgers. Check them out, folks.
Yeah, check out Hilbert's.
It is a scary number two. That I hadn't considered that, and this is sort of why I wanted to do a little bit more research, but I just kind of went with over 2 days of list thinking. This is sort of what I landed at. Mm-hmm. But that makes a lot of sense. There was also some like modern episode I remember where it's like Homer and Lenny and Carl, I think maybe Mo, and they're like little kids, and they find some sort of dead person.
Oh, shit.
It's like it's kind of spooky. It's like the Goonies or something, but it's scary. But
wasn't it Lean on Me or Stand By Me, one of those?
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's like Stand By Me. Hey, yeah. But they don't have that funny barf scene. Come on. All right, my number two, you may know what I'm about to say right now because we had talked about it. My number two is a famous... A scary moment, and this is all. These are the fuck up animation moments on The Simpsons that disturb me, and they will never leave me. This is the Bigger Brother, or is it the Big Brother episode with Pepe and Homer, where Homer's face was melting.
Oh my gosh, that was I think you've used that as a GIF earlier in the week.
Yeah, I put it up as a tweet a couple because I was imitating the president. Because he said he felt great or something.
Yeah. He said he's never felt better, and he actually didn't need that 1.5 million drug cocktail.
God. We should all be so lucky. This is nightmarish.
Also in that episode is a very scary moment in my head of falling backwards on a fire hydrant.
Ooh,
on
good
my back.
Good Foley work in this scene as well. The sound effect really sold it.
Oh God, it looks so painful.
Damn. And look, these are heavy episodes that seem to feature these horrendous moments. And this was, you know, Homer abandoning Bart, and Bart absolutely hate this nightmare that we were watching.
Bart skeleton.
It was the result of Bart's hatred for Homer. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that Bart skeleton with his soccer jersey on was scary for sure.
Oh, that was funny.
Damn.
Pick a bar. All right.
Didn't his skeleton still have the Bart hair?
Yeah. That's like a good action figure.
It's a recurring gimmick too, like with the Camp Bart flag. It's like a Bart skull. I do love the Bart skull.
Good branding.
I bet someone's got that as a tattoo somewhere.
Oh, sure.
And by somewhere, I mean somewhere in the world and not where on their body.
Probably on their butt.
Oh.
Just in case for the people who were wondering.
If you were wondering where it was.
Yeah, to satisfy both audiences, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
All right, listen, folks. We got to get to the big one here. Hey, you're going first, right? Are you at number one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me go.
All right, let me get the drum roll ready, because this is number one.
Number one on this here top five, top ten list. Eat My Shorts, the Texas podcast. And the number one moment for me, Irvin Castellanos, is, and this is the scariest moment that I think I can remember.
Oh, my God.
And it's when, it's really early in the season, in the series or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's when Bart's going to jump the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Homer jumps it and doesn't make it, and he falls down. And I think like they have to airlift him back up. And I think in like later seasons they make the recreation footage look even worse. Like it gets even more bloodied in later seasons as they look back at it.
You know what?
Go ahead.
No, I just think like because I used to think that too, but then I was thinking, maybe they just edited it out. But we'd have to go back to the season one DVD
and watch it.
Like, see what it originally showed up as.
In the gorge. And just because, like, I just went on like, a trip or whatever and saw, like, the Grand Canyon for the first time. And I'm just like, imagine, like, if you just fell in. So, like, I was like, damn. So that's basically what happened with Homer. We suspend reality because he survived. But just imagine falling for, like, minutes because it's, like, so far down.
It's a genuine fear. I completely understand it. And I did not develop that fear until I had visited the Grand Canyon. Like, oh, because you could fucking fall off here and die. That like it activates the animal part of your brain.
They have like deaths every day. Well, I guess it makes sense, but I didn't realize how much it is.
There was one time. I don't know. This is a perfect time to tell this little divergent story. One time, when I was moving back out to San Francisco, I wanted to take a shortcut because I was driving the whole way. And it was like through these weird farmlands, but the drop off was real crazy on the road. And it was real windy.
Yeah.
Like you could look straight down, maybe like the grade dropped off and maybe, you know, the flat ground was maybe 30 feet below there, you know, and trees were growing up on the hills, but like vehicles had fallen down and you would see the burned out chassis of cars at the bottom of these hills. You
oh
know?
My God. What?
And I'd also see like equally
dead cars,
such steep hills, and like I would see cows that had fallen down the hills and died. You know, like it was just such crazy terrain, and it was a bad shortcut.
Yeah, there's just carcasses of cars and animals and all sorts of shit at the bottom of that cliff.
Yeah, like if you take one wrong turn, this could be you. It was very scary.
Those roads are no joke. Especially when you're like descending or ascending on a mountain, it's so steep.
Hey, did you drive down that California 1 highway? Because it falls right into the ocean.
But I took, and this is the Cali podcast too, I guess.
Yeah.
So I took 299 to get to the 1, and basically it was like climbing and descending on a mountain, but on the sides. So I just kept seeing like the same river and having to take these really tight turns. And like, there's like signs telling you like scoot over if you're not fast enough. Cause other people were passing me like super fast.
Hell yeah. And this is just it, you know? A PSA, folks. This goes for listeners in Texas as well. The left lane is for passing. So if you're in the left lane and you're going slow, just get the hell, just in general,
get out of the way.
Get the hell out of the left lane.
Yeah. Some people like to go 100 on their way home.
Yeah, you can stay in the left lane. And that's just like, come on, because we got places to be, you know what I mean?
I always remember you saying that you were going so fast it looked like you were going into hyperspace.
I mean, we should all be so lucky. It's a good place to be, folks, if you can achieve that sort of speed. It's such a wonderful place.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm gonna here's my number one. Okay, this is under wraps. I had to search my knowledge of Simpsons history, but my number one scariest moment of The Simpsons is when, honestly, fucking, I should have come up with the episode before I wrote this list.
What do you mean?
It's the, tell me if you can remember what episode this is from. It's the scene where Lenin comes back to life and he wants to crush capitalism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Soviet Union was back.
Yeah. What episode was that?
I can't remember the episode, but the bit started at like the UN, right?
Yeah. And that's what we wanted. I thought you guys broke up.
Yeah. And then he pushes the button and it switches.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But I love capitalism, so I don't want to see it go anywhere. That's why this is so scary to me.
Yeah, yeah. This was, I would, the most scared I was when they discussed socialism.
So I think that's just going a little bit too far. Let's rein it in, folks. What's that? Let's not go crazy with pipe dreams. You know what? You know what pipe I'm talking about.
PSA for me, my shorts. Hey, early voting starts October 13th.
Yeah, that's probably when this episode is going to go up. So if you live in Texas or a million other states, just go out and vote, please, early. And
as many times as you can.
Oh, it's getting suppressed everywhere. I see lines are like super long. You know what? I'm probably going to have to turn around if the line is too long because I'm not going to stand there all day.
I'm going to have to give up, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, just who cares? Like, we'll see how it goes.
I'll just try again the next day because I plan on voting as many times.
I'll just write back. Yeah, I'll go every day. I'll menace.
Dan, did we finish our list?
Yeah. Woo! Oh,
hell yeah.
This is our scary, non-Treehouse of Horror Simpsons Moments list.
Stick around and we'll be back with more of Eat My Shorts, the Texas podcast.
The Thinking Person's Art Podcast.
I'm gonna haul ass to Lollapalooza!
Woo!
Eat My Shorts.
Yum.
Sorry, I have like a, I have this fat prostate.
Fat ass prostate.
That'd be a good parody. Yeah.
Wide ass prostate.
Oh God, can you imagine?
That's pretty good.
Do it.
Fat ass prostate.
Fat. Isn't that already called something?
Fap. Yeah. Okay, listen, folks.
Your wife said that you're protesting art.
Yeah, I'm protesting creativity and happiness.